Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
When asked what grade he would put down on the Republican-led legislative report card, Democratic Governor Steve Bullock says incomplete.
So the good thing about an incomplete is that we get all our homework done, we turn things in, and we're going to end up with having a real good, constructive, productive session.
He says among the items awaiting action include the state's budget for the coming 2 years and his priorities, Build Montana or House Bill 5, the infrastructure bill, Medicaid expansion, and investing in early childhood education. But that doesn't necessarily mesh with the Republican-controlled Senate and House. Senate President Debbie Barrett.
I think the infrastructure, you know, the governor's House Bill 5 isn't acceptable to us, but infrastructure is certainly a priority, so we need to get an infrastructure plan that we can afford and support and get that to the people across the state of Montana. The Medicaid issue is still huge. We passed a Republican Medicaid reform, and we know that the governor's Medicaid bill will be heard the 6th of March in committee.
As for the budget, Barrett says there's disagreement over the governor's insistence on a $300 million budget cushion.
I think there will be a budget surplus, but I don't know that it needs to be $300 million. That's kind of an arbitrary number.
$300 million being, if you look at $5 billion general fund biennial budget, 6% isn't asking for a heck of a lot.
Bullock defends the amount as conservative. He says it allowed Montana to weather the federal government shutdown in 2013 while other states were hard hit. So when asked again if he'll veto the Republicans' across-the-board income tax cut, Bullock repeats he won't announce what he will do with a bill sent to his desk until he's had a chance to read it. House Speaker Austin Knutson says House Bill 166, the income tax cut, is a priority bill for Republicans, and that's why the effort was made to get it to the governor early in the session.
Flew through both the chambers. It was amended and bumped up in the Senate, which we're happy about. But yeah, I think sending it early is definitely gives us an opportunity to look at it and see if we can get a veto override if in fact it is vetoed.
Well, there have been a few verbal scuffles. In all, legislative leaders from both parties left town saying the first half has been collegial, professional, and civil. Senate Minority Leader John Sesso.
We once again have a majority of senators in the chamber who are interested in governing, interested in moving the right things forward. Hey, I don't mean to say that we haven't had our differences. There's been several 29-21 votes on things that are important to Democrats and Montanans.
But Cecil says important bills like the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Water Compact or requiring the disclosure of so-called dark money have gotten out of the Senate on bipartisan votes. Over in the House, Minority Leader Chuck Hunter agrees his chamber has also been professional this first half, but he's wary as the big issues remain.
I do believe, though, the majority party has been setting up a process for the bigger pieces that will move in the second half of the session, expansion, the budget, House Bill 5. They've been using rules as a way to block certain votes from taking place and blocking a majority of House members from being able to vote on things up or down on the House floor. So while the first half has been good, I have some concerns about the second half and procedural tricks being used to prevent us from taking a good up or down vote on big items in the second half.
House Democrats and Republicans do have, however, what's commonly being called 6 silver bullets. This rule gives the minority the ability to bring to the floor for debate 6 bills that have been voted down in committee. Those motions would require only a simple majority. It's an exception to the supermajority ordinarily needed to blast bills out of committee and to the floor for debate. It's anticipated these are to help advance Bullock administration bills. No silver bullets have been used yet, but then again, the governor's major proposals haven't had a full committee hearing or action yet. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, The Capitol.